Anyone else in?
No, it's just us.
Yeah, you can come in and just I'll move the washing. This is the lounge.
Obviously.
I don't know if there's anything on or. Do you want a fruit shoot?
No, you're right, Tom.
Mum bulk buys them, so you'd be doing me a favour.
I said I'm fine.
Don't know what you normally do after school. I just have toast, I'm gonna put some toast in. There. It's in.
You all right?
I'm just hungry, I think.
Do you need some water?
Well, I'm chill. Might have a fruit shoot. 4:30, is it? That Heather's back?
Dunno. Think so.
No, sorry, as in, I do know. That's when she tends to come back, because I hear a Fiat pull in. Heather's known me my whole life, so.
Are you a snitch then? Undercover?
No. don't think so. All she ever says to me is how much I've grown since she last saw me. Like, fuck's sake, Heather, it was Wednesday. Do you know what I mean? She did come over to say that you'd be around a bit. I said I knew you. Well, knew you-ish. Yeah. What's the inside of a house like? I've only ever seen the porch.
Yeah, fine. Got me a bathroom.
What, like a ensuite?
And where? No, it's on the same floor like.
All right. Well, that's great, that.
What are you saying it like that for?
What did I do?
You. You use full sentences at school. You're talking differently. It feels like you're taking the piss, mate.
I'm not meaning to.
You're all right.
Sound. Were you really poorly last week, or was it like a...
You spying again? So I could settle in a bit. Me and Heather went bowling, had a picnic in Darley Park.
Min? Sounds fun. Do you, I know it's only been a few days, but do you like Heather then? I just know she's wanted a kid forever. So
what? I better not fuck it up.
No, that's not what I meant. You sure you don't want a slice?
You're right.
Do you want a Haribo instead?
I'm fine. They're made out of crushed beetle bones.
They're not. Why? Surely there's other ingredients.
Yeah. Pass them over, actually.
Oh, you can keep the pack.
Oh, you'll eat worse. School dinner's round here. You'll eat worse.
Charlie. You can't say that. The dinner ladies work really hard.
Right. Pass me your school bag.
Why?
I'm trying to find your fucking hairnet. What, are you a dinner lady now? What are you defending them for? Like they can't hear you. Can't give you detention for slagging off the bolognese. It comes in a powder, mate. Not how the Italians would do it, is it? That's not what Gino De Campo would want.
Who's he?
You don't know Gino? He's on this morning, mate. He's a legend.
Mum doesn't like me watching TV in the morning, so.
Yeah, that adds up, actually. You haven't had your toast?
Well, I keep thinking about beetle bones now.
Don't cry, mate.
Wait. Mum asked if it'd be all right for you to come over in the morning, too. It helps Heather out with her shifts.
And?
Yeah, it'd be sound. I think it would be fine.
Sweet. Can I borrow a pen tomorrow?
There's one in my bag. Have you not got your own?
I don't want to ask Heather for anything yet. Well, she brought me one, but I haven't touched it. I'm not walking back tomorrow, by the way. I'm going to the malt with Luke and James. The multi-user. The park. Kilburn Welfare or whatever. Haven't you lived here your whole life? I thought I was meant to be the newbie. Well, yeah. Don't miss me too much anyway.
You off? You can eat with us at lunch tomorrow if you want. I can ask the girls.
You're all right.
You gonna know your way home?
I think I can manage next door, thanks. It's a fucking bell end.
Slow down. You've got longer legs than me.
Didn't need to make a big deal of it, did he? Little show for the class.
It's the end of the week. You'll just have been tired. No one noticed.
What do you mean, no one noticed? What do you mean? That's not a good thing, is it? Is it if he's being a twat and no one notices?
No, I mean, like, don't be embarrassed.
But I'm not embarrassed, am I? I'm fucking fuming. Now, who does he think he is? No one noticed. I about cried, mate.
You stuck up for yourself, though. I think he thought you weren't even listening.
Well, you noticed then.
Yeah, but I'm meant to be.
What? Grant the Spine another mission, are you?
No, I'm going to be listening, aren't I? When you're talking.
Because you're checking in on me. Don't need a nanny, mate. And if you were listening, why didn't you say something? Instead of letting me look like a right loser on my Todd. Well, man, is there a lamppost I can punch or something?
Chill out. Yeah? Right, look. The chippy's over there. Let's just grab a drink.
I'm fine.
Tell me what happened. Bit by bit.
What are you going to do?
Maybe go into the chippy for a hot chocolate, because the walking fast has made my blood sugar low.
You absolute melt. Right. We'd just come in from lunch, hadn't we? Lucy H and Jess and Luke and James. We're at that bit round the field where you can smoke and not get done. But anyway, I hadn't even smoked, by the way. But you get it on you, don't you? Which bothers me too, you know. But if I'm going to hang around with them, some things you just put up with. I come into form room and Mr. Clarkson's already scowling at me, isn't he? Face like an old tea towel. I'm even thinking as I sit down. You know, fair enough. He might not like the smell of fags. Try and subtly spritz myself with Lynx Orange. But it goes in my face, doesn't it? So I made a noise, but only a little noise. Like, not disruptive, was it? Like, your lot didn't hear me and you were only by the window. But his interest is pricked then. And he asked me, where's your personal statement?
Be with you in a minute, doctors.
But across the room. Says, you were well aware it was due in today. Like, having a go. And I say, why do I need it in now? Because I've done all the coursework bits I needed to. Got all my other work lined up for the next few weeks.
Just a hot chocolate, please.
Cream and marshmallows.
No marshmallows, thanks. Sorry, you were saying.
Anyway, spent all the last Saturday with Tina. That's Council Tina and Heather. But I hadn't touched my personal statement. Because what do they think I have to say right now about where I'm going next? You know, what a silly fucking question to ask. I hadn't mentioned it to Tina or Heather especially. Because how can I talk about the future when I'm literally just trying to arrive? Settle a bit. So I try to play it down, don't I? I'll bring it in tomorrow, sir. And he kicks off.
Well, it is a Friday. 2:50, is it?
That's right.
Yeah, well, I realise that now, don't I? Just hadn't clicked in the moment. So then he starts having a go, like, your attitude's appalling, and how do you expect to achieve? And what answer is he even looking for? Like, he's on his high horse now, ain't he? Giddy up. So I said, sorry, sir, can I get it to you on Monday? And he's all, can't be one rule for some and another for you. And I say, why not? Because everything else has been. Every moment else, I can tell, has been a lot different from every other fucker in that class. I can't just natter about my options like everyone else.
What? Like I do? Thanks. Bye, Carol.
Bye, duckies.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah, and like you do, I don't even know what's realistic for me. If someone asked me to pick a target, I don't feel like I've looked up long enough to know what the horizon even is.
That sounds really hard, yeah. And I'm sure Mr. Clark's a knobhead that he is. If he knew what that was like, he might go a bit easier, maybe.
They all know, Grant. They all talk about it. They'll all have it on their registers. But how come there's legends like Mr. O'Connell in music? Whenever I rock up, he's thrilled to see me. And then there's Mr. Clarkson, just rotting. What's that face for?
Sorry, burnt my mouth. Can we sit? Do you want a sip when it's cooled down? You can have one.
Are you all right? I mean, sorry. That's nice of you, but...
Yeah, it was a weird thing to ask.
No. The thing is, they give you hot chocolate in every waiting room, in every children's home. They do tea or coffee, but so they don't have to worry about the caffeine. Used to feel like a hug, first few sips. But after 100 times, it's like washing your hands. Nothing special. Could tell I made Heather upset the other night. She made me one and I poured it down the sink. I think she went upstairs and cried and I just sat on the sofa. David Attenborough was on or whatever. Where'd I go when I need to? I don't know her place. The boiler wakes me up. I ain't got a place, have I?
The Malt? Is that... Can you go there if you needed to? Or would that be weird?
Not in the daylight, but... Yeah. You might be onto something. You should come along at some point. How did you learn how to do that, by the way?
What? What have I done?
Talk to anyone? Like, how'd you do it?
Don't know, really. I just keep asking questions until people tell me to shut up, usually.
Mr. Clarkson never tells you to shut up. But he calls you well engaged in your reports and shit.
Why, what's he call you?
Confrontational.
What? Because of...
Yeah. And everything else, he finds too much about me. One sec.
That Heather texting?
No, it's my social worker. She keeps trying to add me on Facebook. A part of this friggin' socials on social thing. Oh, she's obsessed. Got a meeting with her at 4.
Shall we head back? Mum sets up decoy accounts to keep an eye on me. She keeps inviting me to play Words with Friends with her online.
I've seen your profile, mate.
Have you?
You have got to get out more. You coming then? Yes! I win. 30 sit-ups in a minute. You're a loser. Get in the bin.
Charlie, you're rocking the shelter thing. The roof's not meant for sitting on.
Loser! Loser! Oh, it's made of metal. It'll be reet.
All right. Enjoy your victory, then. Chocolate buttons are in my pocket, though.
I'm not diving in your pocket, mate.
I'll get them.
Pass them over, then. Cheers. I like it up here. I can see all the town. Can you see the roundabout there?
Oh, yeah. Still freezing, though. It's always this quiet.
Good evening, Kilby! Oi, oi!
Maybe not.
That's nice. It's nice. Feels like it's just us at the end of the world. Keeping watch. What colour would you say your eyes are? I can't see them in the dark.
Like, dark green, aren't they? I don't know, like, jade.
Who's Jade?
No, like Jade, as in Jade Garden.
Like the Chinese. Your eyes aren't the colour of the Chinese takeaway, mate.
Fuck's sake, Charlie, the Chinese is named after a colour.
Oh. I thought it was like Jade's Garden.
What? Just some lady called Jade. Her garden.
Yeah. Like, your eyes would be the colour of her garden. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like a nice thing to say.
No. Thanks, then.
Yeah. And mine are brown like Jack Daniels. That's a whiskey, mate?
No, they're softer than that.
Oh, cheers. You want any chud?
Go on then. Mum never lets me have chewing gum in case I get it in the carpet.
You have not lived, have you? You just have not lived.
I have.
Mr. Sensible.
No, I'm... You know, I'm not all like goody two-shoes. I've shoplifted.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, where do you think I got the chocolate buttons from?
Not from the One Stop. From the One Stop today. Oh, not from Sharon.
Well, don't make me feel guilty about it.
Nah, look, you've got to pick your targets. Sharon Sand, she sneaks me Jaffa cakes.
No point me even stealing it then. Should have just asked her.
Nah, look. It's because she likes me. Special treatment. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. I'll have to apologise to her.
Why, what's the worst thing you've done then?
Guess.
Fighting? Like, have you been arrested?
I've been in the police van, if that's what you mean.
No way. Why? What did you do?
No, not like arrested. Just to escort me or whatever. That's not my fault, though, so...
No. Oh, is that when you Sorry.
Yeah. When they found out my dad had gone, I can't remember it. My sister, though, she was old enough to remember. She's down south now.
Is she not?
Different dads, innit? Yeah. She's Sam, though. And she tried to look after me, I think, for a bit. But she's young, too. I think she misses my mum a lot. I never got to know my mum. How do I still miss someone I never met? Sorry. It's in my life story thing they give you.
No. Don't be sorry. My dad's down south too. But because he's working in London. Him and Mum aren't anymore. They're very different anyway. Now they can't bicker. He's nice though. He's quite out there. He calls me on Thursdays and he's always on his way to like a conference or like headhunting, whatever that is.
Sounds pretty top secret to me, mate.
Yeah. I miss seeing him. Says he misses me too. Have you smoked before?
Yes. But I'm all right, Tom.
No, I've just wondered. What's it like?
I don't know. It's like good white bread. But I'm not talking Hovis. It's like the bird's loaf that Heather gets. Like, you know when you get the flour on your lips and sometimes it cakes a bit on your tongue? Like the powder on the outside of chewing gum. What is that?
So your fingers can slide it out easier, maybe? I don't know. Well, mine's lost the flavour now. It's like eating a rubber. Is there a bin?
Yeah. Well, there's one down there by the swings. But put it in something first, though. You're not an animal.
Yeah, I've got a receipt in my pocket, I think.
You liar! You did pay for them chocolate buttons.
What? No, this isn't from today. This is...
Show me.
I don't want to.
Grant! You did not just put that receipt in your mouth, did you? You freak! Why did you lie, though?
I don't know. To impress you.
What are you trying to impress me for? Waste man. What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Worst thing that people think is bad or that I think's bad?
Worst thing I would think is bad.
Well, I don't know what you'd think about.
Nah, but you've got to tell me now then.
It stays here. Promise.
What makes you not trust me? You're being well shady about this. Sorry. Promise?
I suppose... Kissed another boy.
Oh. Well, why would I have an opinion on that?
What, do you not? It's just the group you hang around with.
What group?
I don't know, open
mind. I've got no group.
You do, like Luke and James.
Oh, mate, Luke checks his phone to get the alphabet right. He's not my group. Believe me. What about you, then? Was it one of your lot?
I don't think I should say.
Oh, well, that's boring. Miles. Was it Miles?
That's not the point.
You player! Puberty Tash Miles. When was this?
and the other week at a party.
A party? Look at you go. Agent Grant's got moves. Whose party?
Stop that. Sophie J's party.
Sophie J's party. And what was it like?
It was okay, but...
Not as good as girls?
No, I haven't.
Oh, just not.
Well, it didn't feel very... Well, it was spin the bottle.
Classic.
And it was brief. I just didn't get to, you know, take it in.
Right.
Because it was like my first kiss.
Oh, mate. Gutted.
It was not even as good as white bread, to be honest. It was... Well, it was a joke, really, wasn't it? It's just not very special. Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, weird you out.
No, just... Like... That was not your first kiss, then. Like, you can just decide it's not your first kiss. You make your own destiny, innit?
No, it was. I'm like, I've wanted that to be over with, so maybe now it is over with. Like, they don't all have to be magic, do they? Do they? Like, how was your first kiss?
Oh, it was mega.
For fuck's sake. Well, now I'm depressed.
Stay still.
What? A bit of receipt stuck in my...
What are you laughing for?
Sorry, it's... Your lips, they tasted minty.
How's that for a kiss, then?
Yeah, it was, Well, that was better. Thanks.
We ought to go. Ever gets intense if I'm not back before, eh?
Wait, for you, was that...
Yeah, it's all right. Not bad, mate. Hope it's 50-50.
What do you mean, not bad?
Grant, wait. Where are you stomping off to?
Got stuff to do. Thought you'd make your own way back.
Yeah, but I'm walking the same way. And I've got longer legs than you.
Well, you're here now.
Mr. O'Connell played Drake in music today. But I knew all the words and he didn't tell me off for joining in. He's joked. Christina's got bars, you know. Lunch was fun. All right, you lot. Christina and Neve and Sophie J.
They were showing off for you.
Yeah, they were all right. And nice of Miles to say hi.
Ah, here we go.
What?
What? What have you been dying to say?
Just, he's nice.
Yeah, I know he's nice. We've been in the same class since reception. We're in media together. His mum's my godmother. I'm aware he's nice.
So, he knows you pretty well, then? Pretty intimately?
Fuck off, Charlie, I mean it.
All right. Chill out. Watch your blood sugar, Gran. You are a bit red, though. Do you, like, need a drink? Hot chocolate or something? I mean it. I've got cash. It's some of my money towards Heather's Christmas present, but it's not like she'll know.
I can't do that, can I? It just tastes like guilt.
What's the matter with you?
You! Showing up. Talking to everyone. You don't normally do that.
Can't see the problem, really. But I thought you wanted me to make more friends. Spend less time with Luke and that lot.
Doesn't matter what I want.
Oh. All right. Doesn't matter what you want, then. Miles never takes his eyes off you, you know?
He's asked if I want to go on a walk over Christmas, so... What do you think of that?
I think he'll turn up in mittens that match his puberty tash.
And what'll you be doing then? Over Christmas?
Dunno. Got some shifts at the garden centre. Find something else to do when you're busy, I suppose.
So you do want to hang out then?
Yeah, of course.
Just with me?
Jesus! Yes!
And we'll go to all our places, will we? We'll ride our bikes and get shouted at for trespassing in the quarry and we'll tell each other things that we haven't told anyone. Go to the Malt in the evenings. Yeah, you'll show me the places that you had when you lived in Belper and Ripley and as what? When we're doing that, what are we? And then, when you show up and tell Sophie J that she looks fit in jeans and then you wink at Miles, what am I then?
I thought you were embarrassed of me. I don't get you. Talking about my places in Belper and Ripley for. I showed you them because they're special. Why can't we keep doing things the way we were?
Because you kissed me. And not just as a joke, but since then too. When the light's right, you put your arm around me. But I don't know why. I don't know if I'm meant to just feel lucky and think that's enough.
You are lucky, mate. You know exactly who you are. From the ground up. Your feet to your hair and...
Don't touch my hair.
And I soak it up when it's just us. Do you get me? I just bask in it a bit and then I feel a bit better, a bit stronger, a bit less like I need labels and a bit more like I just need me. You know, why can't people just be? And if you need more or different or better, I'm not sure Miles is it, but, you know, don't worry about me. I'll still be here. Heather's all right, you know, and I think I'll still be here.
You'll still be here. Even in 5 years' time? 10 years' time?
Hope so. Can hear myself think here. What about you?
I'll always come back, but I keep thinking about London, maybe.
I mean, you should try it. Yeah. If it's change, you can choose.
I like to think there's a bit more world for me.
Oh, yeah. Agent Grant's going international.
Shut up.
Nah. Don't you touch my hair either. I had to go to Derby to get this fade right.
It's Miles' mum, who's the hairdresser on the roundabout, you know.
No chance. Not getting the trim from your godmother. What even is a godmother? Like, what are they for?
Like, family you choose, I think. But just for your children.
Where have they been all my life then? Fuck's sake. My sister says we've got aunties everywhere, apparently. But they're all ancient. Can you have a godbrother?
I don't want you as family, though, do I?
Nah. No chance, boyo. You're my undercover agent, innit? Looking out for me. Oh. Mate, is that rain? Wait, let's get home. Hey, Grant. What are you doing for New Year's? Save up time, more time than money. Forgetting too much ain't good for me. And then you appear from out of the blue. Getting too close ain't good for you, nah. Getting too close ain't good for you. Getting too close ain't good for you. But you got shine, got time for me. Easy.
Yeah, I know. I've not got loads of credit, so you just give me 5 minutes, Mum.
I don't want you spending all your money on a phone bill.
It's pay as you go, so let me do the going and then I'll pay for it.
Excuse me, young man. You won't be talking to your father like that.
No, I won't talk to Dad like that because he won't be breathing down my neck. Charlie's not answering.
Well, you'll see him tomorrow anyway.
But I just want to tell Charlie about it first before you let school know.
Don't answer back.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I'll miss you. I'm gonna miss everything. Charlie? That you?
Fuck's sake. Jacket's meant to be camouflage.
Well, it's dark. I thought you might be a badger or something. Can I climb up?
Do what you want, mate.
tried to find you earlier.
Ah, I think I must have been working then.
You all right?
Sam, mate. You?
I wanted to tell you before it got round school. You didn't answer your phone, and then Heather was there when you got back. Like, I didn't want you to get upset.
Upset? Mate, I'm not upset. It's exciting, isn't it? Like, we're all going off to college, and like, anyway, in September, you're just getting a head start.
It's my dad, he's...
Recruiting you for a top secret mission, is he? You're the new head honcho.
He's a head hunter.
Yeah, whatever.
I found this course in, like, media production. And you go on TV sets and, like, talk to designers. And, it's around the corner from my dad's new place. And, he's so excited to have me. And, feel really good about it all. It's like, it's a bit of an adventure.
And your mum, she's...
Oh, she's, she's really sad about it, but I think she gets it. Said it'd do me good to get a bit more life.
Even Angela's telling you to get a life, mate. Gutted.
Wish I could take you with me. Think it's only you that's got me brave enough to go.
You know, the point is that when you move, you pick things up, don't you? And this will be the same. Like, it'll be the same. It'll be similar. But it'll be from you. So from you, like, I get to hold on to a few good things. Me teaching you how to do a wheelie. Or your mum making us porridge.
Your curls.
Don't make it gay.
We are, though, isn't it? Wasn't it? Like, a bit?
Nah, I'm not. You are. But not in a bad way, just... I'm not. I'm something else. You know, I don't want to be a box you can tick or not. People can be a mix of things, Grant. I'm a mix. I'm Haribo.
I think I'm just the one thing, then. White bread.
Then I'm Hovis 50-50. I'm the in-between, and I'm fine with that. It's, you know, it's just my business.
All right. For me, when I listen to Don't Laugh, like Lady Gaga, or Don't Laugh, I put my Converse on, you know, with the rainbow laces, I feel, you know, part of something. And I can find more of me, maybe in London, there'll be more. That's reinforcement, isn't it? That's backup. Whenever I tell Mum and Dad and Nana, I feel looked after. People who speak my language and look my way without checking that the coast is clear. Whenever I find someone else. That sounds lovely to me. It won't just be gay, will it? It'll just be mine.
It can be both. Hold on to you and let you swan off to London.
There's a whole gay village, apparently.
What? Do they have rainbow postboxes? How can they be sure?
I think they're more relaxed than here.
You know, you have as much right to Kilburn as I do. Even more. If I'm at home, you've got to be at home too.
I see it better with you. We can still talk, like, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that. Might be busy with college, though, next year. But, like, we can find time. I've got time for you.
What's up?
It's stupid. Just feels like starting again, a bit. I think I feel most myself now. That's big for me. Huge. Because, you know, you don't get this, but I draw the line. Like, there's no one to report back to. I've got my past in my little book, but it starts again with me.
What are you doing in September?
Oh, you'll see. Mr. O'Connell recommended the place to me this week. Said I've done well enough for my mocks for it. They've got proper sound equipment and, like, they've had a real MC go there and even in Derby, yeah?
You kept this quiet. That's well exciting.
You're not the only one on the secret mission, mate. Been playing beats for Heather in the car. Oh, she does the cringiest little dance in the seat. Smiles, though.
Oh, my mum showed me pictures of them going to discos when they were young. Can you even imagine them dancing?
That'd be shocking. All they know is the Macarena. Wait, can you come prom?
Yeah. Yeah, the first bit of the course starts in June, so not got lots of summer left. Are you come to prom? Or?
You girls said I could be in a picture if I wanted. And Heather will have someone to stand with if your mum's there.
Yeah, that's great. Shall we go together?
We're walking the same way, aren't we? Come here. Easy, mate.
Hi. Hiya.
September in the big smoke. How is it?
It's hot. It's like pavement melting hot.
Ah. See, grass don't melt. Kilburn 1, London 0. You all right, then? What's going on?
I went to get a T-shirt, and I saw my levers top. In my drawers.
All right. One sec. I'll be back in 10, Hev.
Charlie?
Yeah. I'm all yours.
So I hadn't seen it because you wrote it under the collar.
Yeah.
You wrote thank you on my top. Why'd you write thank you?
That's the only thing I've not told you. Well, not the only thing. You still there?
Yeah. Yeah, just thinking. Where are you?
Passing by your mum's. I got my hand on the gate. Wondered if you felt it.
Yeah, I can feel it. My dad's building has a lift It's mad. It's like all these buttons.
Nah, that's some MI5 shit. You're there like... Dun, 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 dun. I'll come down and see you at some point, yeah? Yeah, my sister said I should stay in Kilburn as long as I can. Said I'd like it. But now I should choose Kilburn, not London. Keep me real. Says people in London aren't real.
They're all right. Just busy.
I've been busy here. Hey, I worked on something with Christina at college. It's on my iPod and you know, I played you down the phone. Yeah, I sent it to my sister and she thought it was sick.
I save up time, more time than money. Forgetting too much ain't good for me. And then you appear from out of the blue. Getting too close ain't good for you, nah. Getting too close ain't good for you. Getting too close ain't good for you. But you got shine, got time for me.
Who's that about?
Who'd you think?
Can you send it me? For when I miss home?
Let me finish it first. Yeah. Of course.
Grant.
Right. I've got to go. But I'll see you at October half term and Christmas and Easter and...
Of course we will.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of me now.
Yeah, I save up time because time is money. Forgetting too much ain't good for me. And then you appear from out the blue. Getting too close ain't good for you, nah. Getting too close ain't good for you. Getting too close ain't good for you. But you got time, got shine for me. I miss your voice when we don't speak. I miss your eyes when we don't see. I miss your touch when we can't be. And I wonder, do you miss me? Do you miss me? Do you miss me? Got shine, got time for me. You got shine, got time for me. But you got shine, got time for me.
Kilburn Not London was written and produced by Simon Marshall. It was inspired and dramaturged by Plus One. It was directed by Omar Khan. Original music and score by Lucy James. You were listening to John Booker as Charlie and Louis Greterix as Grant. And additional voices by Katie Turner. Sound design by Matthew Cooper. Fergus Church was production assistant. Audio drama consultancy from Robert Awasuzi. Website design by Rebecca Saw. Image design by Lexi Clare. The Gottshine demo and additional lyrics were mixed and produced by Z Music and Brig. Kilburn Not London was supported by Arts Council England, Plus One, Boundless Theatre, In Good Company and New Perspectives Theatre. Thank you to Derbyshire LGBT Plus and John Flamsteed Community School. Special thanks go to Emma, Sam, Bri, Brig and Kai. If you are a fan of the play, get in touch on social media at Kilburn Play, hashtag Kilburn Not London. Visit our website at kilburnnotlondon.co.uk to keep the story going.